What's good, Hold It Down fam? For today's episode, I got my mans, Louis Alisea. We talk about fashion, what it takes to create your own clothing line, all the ins and outs. And we dive into a little bit about relationships and, yeah, and plenty more. Enjoy. Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to the Hold It Down podcast. You got your host here, Derek, but you can call me Kwaku. That's my African name. It means I was born on a beautiful Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. Would you look at that? But I got my main man here, Louis Alisea, fashion designer, philanthropist at everything he does. Introduce yourself, bro.
What's up, man? It's Louis Alisea. I'm glad to be here.
So what you been up to, bro?
Working. Been working a lot. Been up to a lot. Silently.
Where, so for my listeners out there, like Louis is a fashion designer, because I know we all know of people who are fashion designers that make clothes, and then lo and behold is just a printed logo, a little printed logo on the upper left breast or right breast or whatever, and say, oh, I'm a fashion designer. When I tell you this is not him, Louis makes couture. Actually, let's get into it, bro.
Thank you.
So, like, explain. Oh, what's the name of your clothing line?
Well, my clothing line name brand is Justin Louis.
Word. Why is it called Justin Louis?
Because, well, there's two stories to that. This is getting deep now, because I haven't explained this. Well, one is, if you're trying to, like, look your best and be the best version of you, then, you know, look how you feel how you look. You should be dressed just in Louis. You know, if that's what you're trying to do.
That definitely makes sense.
If you're trying to be at the highest point, because that's where I am when I design, mm-hmm. and that's the outcome and that's the energy of what I put into my craft, mm-hmm. then you should be dressed just in Louis.
Yeah, that makes OD sense. Like,
yeah. And another one is, my mom was supposed to name me Justin, but, you know, I'm the second. Louis Alisea the second, that's my name. So that's really where the brand came from. You know, you should be Justin Louis.
Oh, that's lit. I like the name Justin Louis. Like, I feel like it holds a lot of weight. Like, I feel like a lot of people have clothing brands called, like, the Fifth Table or some shit. Like, just some weird random shit that has no meaning to it.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I fuck with that. It's dope. So something that I've been just like, wondering, like, all right, so when it comes to fashion, I think of Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
Carl Langfield. I actually been to his store in London. Dope as fuck. Mm-hmm. But besides the point, I feel like they're like the high tier of fashion. You cannot say that they're the top or whatever. You can never say that. But if I had an opportunity to ask them, a high tier person in the fashion industry, what does fashion mean to you? I feel like you're in the realm of them.
Okay.
So like, what does fashion mean to you?
Fashion means to me, well, personally, it means genius, because that's what, it brings the genius out of me, along with a couple other crafts, but that definitely brings the genius out of me. And fashion means expression, expression and freedom, because I'm an introvert. So before I talk, I have something to greet you with, because I might not greet you at all. So I might. So my you know, my clothing might greet you first and be like, oh, he's and tell you a little bit about myself.
I could definitely relate to that.
Yeah, before I think fashion is everybody's involved in fashion. Fashion is a culture in itself. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to like even Africans, Dashiki, the, you know what I'm saying? Like, every culture has its own fashion. Ooh. And what I've realized is, like, every person should have their own fashion individually. So that's really where I think about fashion.
I was also, like, thinking, like, me know you, I know you for years.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Since high school. Like,
yeah, but no.
Like, high school wasn't even that far if you think about it, but damn. Like, I see you as a very creative person. Like, someone to have a whole clothing line of such high quality. Mm-hmm. Like, who will be your like your favorite like designer? Like, who will be your like?
My favorite designer has always been God himself, because I never was influenced by anybody. That was one of the things I made sure I didn't do. I didn't make sure I looked at pictures or looked at other brands and was like, okay, let me make something now. It was always like, I'm going to sit by myself and pull fragments of my imagination straight out my head and create something out of nothing like God does, and which makes me feel God-like.
Word. God is definitely within all of us.
Yeah, he's with all, and he created everything. So, man, you asking me who's the best creator? It's
nah,
obvious.
Nah, I like that answer. Oh, your clothes. How long does it take you to like conceptualize a piece?
It takes me enough time to conceptualize a piece as it takes for it to reach perfection. And in some cases, it could be a year and a half, like I spent on a jacket before. God damn. I spent a year and a half on and off orders and like traveling and stuff, but like not straight through. But yeah, and then sometimes, like when I first started, it would take me about like 4 to 6 hours to do one shirt. Mm-hmm. I was doing it hand stitched, no sewing machine, hand stitched, no nothing.
I actually,
just cutting it out. I didn't have no prints. I just did it how I thought it should be done.
I actually remember that freshman year. In college,
mm-hmm.
This nigga Lewis pulled up
mm-hmm.
with his first tee.
First tee. Unannounced, tea. Just pulled up with it.
Unannounced. Wait, tell me the story when you made that first tee, though.
Because
what I remember, uh-huh. like, it was a crazy storm or some
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I made a couple of things during that night. I made, like, three shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, the premise tee, it was a storm, and
that's what I remember.
Yeah, it was a storm, and my power got knocked out. Everybody's power got knocked out on my block, and I was alone home. I had a headpiece that had like, shines a light off of it,
mm-hmm.
and I was so focused that I didn't care that the lights was off or that the storm was getting crazy outside. A tree actually fell. Right outside my crib and everything. Like, it was a bad storm. I made these shirts in the pitch black by myself.
Yeah, that's so
and cool. It was the only thing that really, like, brought me light. You know what I'm saying? During that, like, dark time or something. That, like, I really...
Literally
electric. It's like, I used it to... I don't know. I used it as, like, a surviving tactic, you know, to make me feel better.
Word. When it comes to, like, making clothes, I don't know a thing about it. To be in the dark and have the time, the focus to actually construct something,
mm-hmm.
like I would have been gave up. Like,
yeah,
I would have started focusing on other things. Like, how do I get the light back
yeah,
on?
Nah, like, any logical person would, you know, yeah, it's just something that it was like, I didn't really choose it. It chose me because I always felt like I need something to express myself because I'm never the loudest in the room, ever,
mm-hmm.
ever. And it gave me something to, like, just show, like, who I am without talking. And if I could do that, then it made life easier for me to be able to express without talking. And clothing did that. And I used to make clothes for myself at first. And then I was like, ooh, this is crazy. Like, this is never made before. Like, wow, this is actually original. Never took influence from nobody. And, then I started making it for my friends because they liked it because they were the ones closest to me and the ones that, you know, I could just give clothes to. And, like, they wanted clothes for me. And then it got, like, acquaintances and then different people and then strangers and then just, like, you know, like, just customers.
Word. That's what I like about your clothing brand in particular. Like, the quality is crazy. And it's just getting better.
Yeah. It's because art comes before fame and money. Every time. So I only started because of art. I wasn't even thinking about money. I didn't even care about money at first. And it was just all about the art. So it was all about how it looked, felt, the energy of it, and that's why it came out the way it does now, even still, mm-hmm. to keep those principles.
Yeah, it definitely, I could definitely relate to that. Money isn't everything to me, to be honest. So I definitely hear you on that. So what would you say, like, in your fashion world, like, what is a goal for you?
A goal for me?
Yeah.
A goal for me in the fashion world would be to bring it to the United States, because, you know, a lot of people think about Europe, you know.
Word.
You know, definitely. Paris, Milan, and yeah, all these other foreign, you know, across yeah. the pond.
Keep it 100. We definitely, we're type foreign, if you think about it. We yeah. all foreign.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But, like, even Japan and, like, other countries, so I would think, like, bringing it back to New York and the originator. Like, New York originates so much stuff. And right. If it isn't, it should be the highlight of fashion.
Word.
Like, you know what I mean? There's me, like, knowing so much about, like, the fashion district and the culture and stuff. It's mm-hmm. like, it's like nowhere else. And I've been other places, like, nowhere else. And the talent and, you know, the vibe is just totally different.
Yeah, OD.
Yeah. And I feel like if it ever got overlooked, then shine a light now.
So...
But my goals would be to eventually get the message heard, you know, because it's not about just the clothing. The clothing is like the headliner and the eye catcher. But you have to read into the message. Like, if you go on my website, then...
Oh, you got a website.
Yeah, justinlewis.com, just like that. No weird nothing, just justinlewis.com. Right. Justin, L-U-I-S.com.
Justin Lewis.
Yeah, but my goals... would be to eventually get the message heard, you know, because it's not about just the clothing. The clothing is like the headliner and the eye catcher, but you have to read into the message. Like, if you go on my website, then...
Oh, you got a website.
Yeah, justinlewis.com, just like that. No weird nothing, just justinlewis.com. Right. Justin, L-U-I-S.
Justin Lewis.
Yeah, Justin Lewis. And, yeah, it's like, it's so much stuff that goes into it. The message is deep. It's really more for you. I grew up very, like, introverted, and I still am. And I still had confidence, though. And I feel like I wanted to always boost my confidence, because I feel like when you're an introvert, your confidence... Like, it could get shallow, like, you know, just mm-hmm. like you not talking and you mm-hmm. not like being the one that, like, all bringing all these, you know, looking for attention. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is give people confidence. Weird. I want to sell confidence. Like, if I'm selling anything, I want to sell powers and confidence and to empower other people. Because when you're wearing, if you look good, you probably feel good. Absolutely. You know? You Absolutely. Look good, you feel good, and that's what all I want to do is I want to just have people, you know what I mean, be happy and really look into the deeper message, because a lot of it has to do with a lifestyle of integrity, you know, honor, honesty, like, just things that you can't buy. It's not always about the shallow, oh, this costs $500 and yeah. it's JL, it's Justin Lewis.
Those are the most corniest niggas.
Yeah, like, this is $500. Yeah, it's $500 Justin Lewis. So this is like, you know what I'm saying? It's not really about that. Like, this $500 Justin Lewis, but Justin Lewis represents the things that you can't buy that cost way more than anything you can ever buy.
Word.
And that's really the message.
I fuck with that in particular, because this whole podcast is about... Promoting yourself. Like, mm-hmm. I want to focus on how to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
Not virgin. Version
yeah, best. Of yourself. You definitely have to be the best version of yourself, because it helps you be the best person to everybody around you. If you're not the best person to yourself, if you're not the best version of yourself, then the people around you are going to be affected.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And if you are the best version of yourself, people around you are going to be affected positively. And if you care about anything, it should be the ones you love around you. And you have to be the best version of yourself.
Facts. I like how you mentioned integrity.
Yeah.
I want to also focus on why integrity, empathy, to be empathetic towards anybody. Because
yeah.
Karma could come around. You never know.
That's a fact.
And what I think is most important is honesty and truth.
And yeah, me too.
I don't know if it's coincidence, but I feel like my message of promoting these things aligns with your whole clothing line, the whole premise of your whole clothing line.
Yeah, and that's crazy because I didn't even know coming here that it was like that. I just said that and it's tied up. Bow. 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 But yeah, integrity is like you have to build it through a lifetime. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these things are earned. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, it's like honesty and it just makes you a better person, like a more trustworthy person.
Yeah, and trustworthy. I feel like it makes you a sturdy individual.
Yeah.
Towards anything.
Yeah, and it's like I tell the truth at all times, so I get penalized for it. I do.
What do you mean you get penalized?
The more I tell the truth, the more I seem crazy around almost every time. You know what I mean? I'll tell the truth. I'll tell the truth and. I might burn a bridge by telling the truth, or I might, you know what I mean, lose a relationship or like get bad energy back from telling the truth. But if I feel like if I tell the truth, I'm never mad at myself. You know what I'm saying? And that all that matters.
I completely relate with that. When you're honest with yourself, it feels like
it's like a liberating.
Yeah, exactly. And if I go against that,
it's like I'm playing a game.
Yeah.
I'm playing a game with you.
Yeah, and I don't play games. I'm dead ass when I talk. Mm-hmm. Everything I say is important. So like definitely that honesty. The honesty I feel where you're coming from.
Yeah, I feel like honesty is a standard that you should have if you know what I mean, cherish a relationship. Like even like with women or like, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. It's just honesty. Like, I'm not even trying to get into that. Don't look at me like I'm not getting into that. But yeah.
That's for another episode.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like yeah. It's just so much that goes into it, and like it's deeper than anything. Like okay, for one instance, if you're wearing Justin Lewis, right?
Yeah.
I hope that you understand the brand analogy and like the mission statement and everything behind it, mm-hmm. because it's way more than just an expensive, high quality item that mm-hmm. you're wearing. You're almost wearing like a message to other people. Like, this is how I feel about myself. You know, I feel great. I feel great because I look great because I feel great. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you're not going to play me. I don't know. You're not gonna treat me how I don't want to be treated. I'm always gonna be treated how I want to be treated.
Yeah.
Cause I respect myself enough to always be put in that position to get treated how I know I should be treated and how I deserve I should be treated.
Absolutely.
And with that clothing, like I said, it's a message before I start talking to you of how I should be treated before you even start having engaging with me.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. But You mentioned, I heard you said something about like, this is not just a clothing brand that costs $500-something. Like, oh, I got
for a
this.
Tea.
Yeah, for a tea. For a tea. Or whatever. Like, a lot of people, including myself, I'll admit to it, I got a minute ago, a Versace bomber, okay. Hermes belts. And to be honest, I don't know the history behind Hermes.
Yeah.
Or Versace. I don't know if they hate black people. Like, yeah, and I'm rocking this shit just because the brand and the name.
Yeah. Whatever. And I feel like more people should be in depth with what they're doing. Everything. Yeah.
I like exactly what you're doing. You're bringing the brand awareness of promoting confidence, but I feel like in a genuine and righteous way.
Yeah, because a lot of things get missed. Like, yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the Givenchy's, the
it's a lot of hype.
It's, exactly, it's a lot
for
of
the hype. But, you know, a lot of, like, my brand is almost like, you know, like, you have to, like, really know about fashion or stuff to, like get a Justin Lewis piece.
Yo, this reminds you me know? Of those days, like, 2008, 7, like, the early 2000s mm-hmm. when, like, niggas was out there in Soho waiting. I barely waited on a Supreme line, but like, you had to be in Soho to know like
You had to be in the culture to know,
exactly.
to know certain things about what's going on. Exactly. And like back then, you really had to like live it. You had to walk it. You couldn't just talk it. Now you can't. You can't talk.
The internet is crazy. Like,
yeah, you had to walk the walk, and that's what it is now. Like what I'm trying to do is
like I put the miles in the city, mm-hmm. like just stumbling upon like cool items or whatever. Like that era of where the Bape to get the Bape hoodie, the mm-hmm. Billionaire Boys Club t-shirts, hoodies, mm-hmm. Shoes or whatever, the ice cream. I put in the I got mileage. Mm-hmm. I got mileage. I did a lot of walking in the city just trying to figure out like where I could get this, where I could get that. Like that era, like I'm just like in love with that era.
Yeah. I mean, me too. It's one of the best eras. And that's what I'd be trying to do. Like, I just want people to pay attention, really. Like, it don't matter what they sell you, pay attention to like, real. Like, open your third eye. You know? Cool. It's like...
I remember, like fucking freshman year in high school, like, I could barely afford anything, and I'm at the Bape store. These tees cost $80.
Yeah, and a nigga cop a keychain. I cop a keychain, 50 beans. Like, that's all I had.
Like, yeah, take like, this. I'll save my money, my lunch money for weeks just to cop like a little Supreme phone case holder for my sidekick. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
like those times was crazy.
Yeah, and I remember those. I was really like so. I don't know. I really didn't. I feel like when things got too hype, I didn't like it. Nothing to take away from Supreme, but like when it got like super hype,
I stopped.
I don't even have. I have Supreme, but I don't be with the hype.
Yeah,
at all. Like, I like what I do. Like, you know, like those pieces where, what is that? Like, mm-hmm. like you have to know about fashion and be in fashion. You can't just, you know, look around and be like, oh, that's that. You know what I mean? Like, like, yeah, it's like recognizable, but it's just really a lot of hype. You know what I mean? They could mm-hmm. put that on a Hanes tee and it probably sell. And
OD.
And you know what I mean? I just like doing, not underground, but just like to be into the culture. Like you have to... I don't know. Like you have to know about certain things or know me personally to own an item.
I get what you're saying, and what comes to mind when it comes to your brand? Two words come to mind: mysterious and marvelous. Like your brand, I feel like it's mysteriously mm-hmm. marvelous.
Eminem.
Eminem. Eminem.
Nah, yeah. Like a lot of these things are handmade, one of ones. You know, so at the mass produced stage, it can get into hype, but you know.
So how much does like a regular piece cost? Like a custom order?
Like a shirt or like a jacket?
A jacket.
A jacket? I have a jacket right now that costs... Well, I have a jacket. The cheapest jacket I have out now costs, what, $1,200?
$1,200?
Yeah, $1,200. And the most expensive jacket I have now costs about $100,000 plus because it's just an art piece and it just keeps gaining value. Over time.
You know what's weird? I feel like any other nigga would be like, what the fuck? Like,
oh, the price?
Yeah, on the price.
Oh, yeah. Nah, there's a whole story behind that.
Nah. I've been around your clothes.
A bunch of good fabric.
For real. I've been around your clothes and I've seen your process mm-hmm. and it all makes sense to me on the price.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. It's not for no hype. Yeah, it's not for nothing. It's just genuinely what it's worth.
Yeah, like I feel like when people see it, they're just like, this is egregious. Like,
yeah, but if you was to see the item and then hear the story behind it, seeing the item alone might do it for you.
Facts.
You know, this item we're talking about has this item has over a thousand different animal hides, like genuine, and it's laced with kangaroo fur. Damn. Yeah, silky. And... it's just I put a lot of time into it too, so it's a good one.
Word.
It's more of an art piece. I always looked at it as art. Like I was like, okay, I'm express, and then that happened. You know, that piece came out. It wasn't like, oh, let me make a jacket to mm-hmm. make a jacket. It was like, let me make an art piece that became a jacket.
So what is this? This jacket that took 2 years to make?
A year and some change.
Year and some change.
Through orders and traveling and stuff.
Like, what's the name of that art piece slash jacket slash?
I haven't named it yet, but I'm thinking 203 jacket. I made it in the 203. It was constructed all in the 203. I did a lot of sourcing and everything else in different states and countries and stuff, but I actually made the jacket in the 203.
Word.
Connecticut. So I might mean 203. Now that you bring it up.
I'm looking forward to that piece. So Caliway.
Yeah, just got back from Cali. It was lit. It was a movie.
OD.
And action. It was lit.
Now, for y'all listeners, me and Lou and my boy Spence.
Shout out Spence, the Wave. Spence,
the Wave.
Shout out Brandon. You know, the dynasty continues.
The dynasty continues, for real. We made a trip to Cali for ComplexCon. For those who don't know what ComplexCon is, it's just a dope event with dope vendors for food, clothes. It was a big vendor for culture. Keep it 100. Mm-hmm. For the kids and only for the kids. Like, mm-hmm. It was a dope event. Concerts left and right. The amount of people that I saw. So I saw the whole internet. I saw the whole internet in Cali. The funny nigga on IG that be doing wild, stupid shit. I seen Pharrell in person. Who else? Oh, Taz Arnold. If you into the fashion world, you know about Taz Arnold. He's part of the whole crew in the whole Kanye era. Like, who else you saw, Lou?
Saw a lot of people. I saw, you know who I was excited to see? I wasn't excited to see, but when I seen, I was like, oh, like, that's dope, you know? Like, yeah. I follow your work. Was Daniel Arsham.
Who's that?
Just like an architect, I would say. Like an artist. Like a art. Yeah, he was phenomenal. He did work, you know, Keith. He did the store in there. Like, he's great. Like, I always loved his work. I admired it.
But Cali was different. I fuck with Cali.
Yeah, it's like Miami and New York put together, and it's not New York, but
yo, that's the perfect way to put it.
Yeah, but it's not New York, but it's different, man. It's like, just, you could wear what you want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Go outside in shorts and a tank, or go out with a light jacket and some jeans and some boots. Like, it really didn't matter. That's what I like about it.
Facts. And it was the winter then, right? It was the winter? Or fall?
It was fall.
The bums out there? The bums out there, though?
Mm. Some bums everywhere.
I feel like... bums everywhere. Nah, I feel like... Well, what's the difference between a bum and a hobo?
You tell me.
I don't. That's what I'm asking.
I have no idea. One thing is that I want to say is...
I'm on Twitter.
Yo, you have to keep pursuing what you have to do. Like, things get hard, right? Like, things got hard for me where any logical person would quit, and I just didn't quit. And I feel like if you quit, you fail. The only time you fail is when you quit. There is no failure. Failure is only growth. Because I failed, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I've succeeded through failing. So in all reality, and like, when you hindsight it, it's like, it's all success in the end of the day. It's about the journey.
Word.
And just follow your passion and don't do nothing because other people want to do it. And that has a lot to do with integrity, to follow what you feel inside is right for you, you know? If you're not something, then don't try to be it. Just be you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to go way farther than going down the wrong path with anything. And I would say, there's just so much to say. Like,
so much. OD. I feel like being consistent...
Being consistent, for sure.
And positive.
Yeah, positive, which is hard sometimes.
Yeah, it can really transform, like, your life type shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, I like your message. That's your message to the people?
Everything in general?
Yeah, everything in general. Like,
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just, I could go on and on and on and on and on forever.
Well, that's why we here.
I mean, yeah, we got some time. Well, listen, one thing I would say is focus. Focus. A lot of people know the word, know the definition, but have you felt the feeling? Have you ever really felt focus? Do you know what that feels like to be completely tunnel vision? You know, it's a feeling that you can't even forget. Like you can never forget that. Yeah, it's like it's so crazy. It's like nothing else matters, but your goals and knocking them out and everything you said, and that has a lot to do with integrity and everything you talked about.
When you said the word focus, you just reminded me of something. Me personally, I don't know why you could say it's weird or it's not or whatever, but I like defining words. I like the etymology of words in general. Like, to define a word, to find the true meaning, it satisfies me so much. So when you said focus, like, I got, like, excited. Like, that's just a weird personal thing with me.
Yeah.
But I like that.
Like, this, like, if we're just talking about the clothing, I just feel like it's more than, I feel like it's a mindset.
What's a mindset?
Where I'm at with my craft. It's a mindset. It's a powerful mindset. And sometimes I don't understand it, but I know it's channeled through somewhere higher. So with that, it's like I don't even do it. I don't think about doing it. It just happens. Like, yeah, it's hard work and everything, but at the end of the day, it's almost like something's controlling me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, something's controlling me to where I'm the best at what I do, and I will be able to contest with anybody, high fashion houses that have been around since whenever, the 1800s, early 19s. And I'll be able to contest with you because of my mindset. I'm the best at what I do and at whatever I do. So whatever I'm doing, I have to be the best at it. And it strives me because a person like me, I'm extra hard on myself. Extra hard on myself. So if you try to say something to me, it ain't nothing that, it's not going to be worse than I said to myself, because I'm always truthful to myself. I stay truthful to myself.
Facts.
And that brings me a long way with my craft. Like, I always thought of it as art. It was never clothing. Yeah, you have to learn about the business to sell clothing. But if something's dope, it sells itself. Like dope. It sells itself. So
thanks.
I just try to keep always that, you know what I mean, that don't sell out attitude. Think about like all the textures, like, and the things that why we first started, because we would just be, I know a lot of people in the garment district in New York. A lot. I didn't put time on there like you wouldn't believe. And throughout all that, it made me where I am because I was patient. If I wasn't patient with it, or I didn't believe in it, then probably, it wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah, probably wouldn't went. No.
It's more of like an intuition thing with me. Yeah.
It's funny that you brought up intuition. I taught a class at Yale University about intuition and like where it came from. That's just a little sidebar. You just reminded me of it. I dead forgot. That's dope. Like, you're definitely an interesting individual. Your mindset, your focus, you have a good message. Your brand is fire. The ins and outs.
Take over the world. Next.
Nah. I hear you on that.
I don't know. I'm crazy. I'm not crazy, but it's like opening up for me is very weird, because this is, now I'm going to get like, very deep with how I believe in, and it might sound crazy.
Go deep.
But
go ahead.
It's like for me to get where I was at, I had to be connected to a higher power, because what I was doing and what I'm doing is not average. So with that power comes a responsibility, and with that responsibility,
you're a superhero.
Nah. With that responsibility, it's just like, I just had to open up my, like, a creative side of my, like, a vault in my head, like,
yeah,
a vault in my mind that was unknown to me. When I did open up that vault, it's like a lot of thoughts that normal people wouldn't have, or like, you know, like that I wouldn't normally have in general. Me, it's like it almost drives you crazy. Because it's like, you have to be crazy to come up with stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Like, you have, like, is he insane? Like, who would do this? Like, how did you think of that? I always get that. How did you think of that? Like,
I asked you that plenty of times.
Yeah, like, how did you think of that? It's like, it was opening up a third vault, which was dangerous because it sounds weird because, like, it's hard to explain. It's like words can't even explain it.
Yeah, I see. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and I don't like explaining things, but
I just understand. Something you just know.
Yeah, and it, like, made me seem crazy. And I had to make sacrifices. I feel like...
What's one sacrifice?
Relationships.
I sacrifice relationships daily. Like, I'm so focused on myself and, like, being the best version of myself. That's a daily thing.
We're not even going to go there. I know you wanted to go there. You wanted to talk about relationships so bad. I was like,
nah.
I mean,
why you don't want to go there?
Because too real for me to comment on.
Relationships?
Yeah.
Word. If you had to describe relationships in one word, what would it be?
The word relationships.
Yeah, like if you
like female, like partner relationships.
Yeah, if you had to sum up what a relationship is in one word, what would it be?
One word.
Yeah, with the opposite sex.
Relationship. One word.
One word that comes to me.
Yeah. Man, give me some. Give me an example.
War.
He said war.
Dead ass.
And that's a fact. Love is war. You know what I mean? Love is, well, I'm not going to speak for everybody. You don't got to listen to me because I'm not married. Yeah, I'm only 27, but I'm not married yet.
How old are you, actually?
23. Yeah, 23. I'm not married yet, none of that, so I don't know if you want to take advice from me, but love has been definitely, like, what did you say? Like, war. Because, like, I don't know why. It's like, it's just, like, love is pain, like, I feel like. Like, with me and what I know, like, it just is always, like, painful at some point.
Damn, what the... What she do to you? Put you in a headlock?
Not like that. Like, it's just like I lost like friends, like girls that we started dated and we started out as friends, and then we dated, and now we just not friends no more. You know, and that's just whack.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, like just like it's like someone dying, but they're still alive.
What do you mean?
Like when they love, like when I loved girls, like, and together.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's like, yo, like I have this love for you, even though things went bad, but it, like, you're dead to me and you're alive. So it's like anybody that dies that's close to you, you grieve. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like I got to dead you. And I'm not going to grieve over it OD because I'm not, I can't be focused on that. You know what I'm saying? And if I am, and if I can't get over it, like, I'm going to use that into power to motivate me to become more focused and get things done. Because one of my big things is, with the brand, is pain is the only motivation. Now, pain being the only motivation, meaning pain is the only motivation ever. If you want to motivate yourself, it's because you're feeling pain. And if you ever like, oh, I want to do this to help my mom, my dad, it still relates to pain because you don't want them to feel pain. Like, you doing things so they won't feel pain. And I feel like that's the only motivation for me. So the more pain I have, I embrace it. I embrace pain. I've been through a lot, so I embrace a lot. You know what I mean? I channel it.
Like, I definitely align with everything you just said.
Word. Yeah, like, I feel like with girls...
Oh, I thought we was going there.
Man, we went there. You brought it there. All right,
so here we are.
We're here. So
we are. Across the pond.
Yeah, this guy's crazy. With girls, it's like, okay, I might be too truthful and like hurt somebody's feelings. So when it comes to that, I feel like I always, yo, they might not think so. They might not think, though, but I always...
Who's they?
Nah.
Who's they?
I'm saying any girl that's been in my life.
Yeah.
I boosted them. You know what I mean? I leveled up their mind.
As you should.
As I should. A lot of it was done, like, through a way where the girl might think it was negative. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But if I didn't tell you things and like show you things that you needed to see, then you would have never been at the point you are right now, growing as much as you are right now.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Facts. So even though you might feel it was this or that, 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 but it got you to where you needed to go. And that's love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just helping you grow is love. And I feel like I always done that, and leveling up girls' mind states, because I'd rather level up their mind state because they're going to carry a piece of me with them forever.
Mm-hmm.
No, they can't escape it. Because if they let that go, then they're letting a lot of things good for themselves go. Oh. But they, so it's like you're going to carry me regardless, because you know what I mean? I gave you that hindsight.
That's a fact. I'm on Twitter right now. Yo, Twitter is so addicting.
Yeah. I don't be on Twitter like that, but I get you. So what we is...
You drop OD gems on these niggas. OD gems, probably too much overload.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
But
wrap it up then.
Wrap it up then. Now
we I got time for one more. Let's get it. One more good talk. You listen this far. If you listen through everything this far, then, you know, I appreciate you, for real. Because, like, a lot of things, you took your time in your life to, like, listen to through this. And I just want to let you know that I hope you got something from this, man. Because, you know, this is time from my life that I put out here. And,
thanks.
You know, I hope that was the aim, the mission.
Word. Definitely, the listeners is definitely going to appreciate that. Like, all right, so listen to this. You tell me what you think of this. I feel like my whole thing is I'm a investigator of the right moment. I actually got that from a book I was reading recently. What do you think about being an investigator of the right moment? Is there a right moment, or is the time now?
The time is now. You can't think. I feel like wisdom comes from your soul. And I feel like seeking wisdom comes from a different place, like your ego. You know what I mean? There's nothing that I don't know internally. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's nothing I don't know internally, like with like what's good for right now. Da, 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 like it's always now. Now is always the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If it's not now, then when? And yeah, I get like this patience and all that, but then again, you have to follow your integrity. I mean, you got to follow your intuition to know that now isn't the right time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like more dissecting it. It's more like just knowing I'm going to go through this pain. I'm going to work hard right now for the, not just like, don't put things off. And the time is always now. You know what's right and wrong. You know what I mean? And that other voice where you don't know, or you're a little unsure, you have to get that out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remove that. Because that's going to have you seeking wisdom when you're born with wisdom. You know?
Word.
Yeah. That's how I feel about that.
You threw me off a little bit when you said, I got what you were saying about wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
How you said the wisdom is already in you.
Yep.
But I feel like...
Well, me personally.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, then you explained the wisdom is your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
All makes sense. I feel like what wisdom is like... is underlying concepts that seem irrelevant, but are not, and you just use those pieces to guide you through life. You get what I'm saying?
No, explain.
So a little kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like he knows if he jumps off the bed, mm-hmm. it's too high, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. if he sees...
See, he has wisdom.
So this same little kid,
mm-hmm.
is on a 12-step staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Because he jumped from a high place from the bed, he knows not to jump from a 12 staircase, mm-hmm. all the way down to the front, because wisdom. Oh, I did that shit before off the bed, and the bed wasn't that high. Yeah. This is higher. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
It's two different concepts. The bed is a whole different concept. Mm-hmm. Stairs is a whole nother concept. But you use that underlying concept of
height.
Yeah, of height, you feel me? To guide you through life. You feel me? You get where I'm coming from now?
Yeah, sort of.
You get me?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Right. It's like it's like both of the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like one equals the other.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I looked at it just from a different like perspective.
Yeah. When it comes to wisdom, I feel like you're gonna hurt yourself if you don't have discipline to listen to your wisdom. You feel me? You're gonna feel crazy, you're gonna feel down, you're gonna feel weak. You're gonna feel like a weak person if you don't listen to your wisdom with discipline. You feel me? You go and do something and you get hurt or you get betrayed and you go back, it's not their fault. It's not nobody else's fault but yours.
Exactly.
Because you didn't listen to your wisdom with discipline. You know?
I think that's how a lot of people hurt themselves.
Yeah. And they become they become mentally ill, like insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't listen to their wisdom. They didn't learn their lesson the first time. And you're going to get put in the same problem or dilemma if you don't, you know what I mean, learn your lesson from it. It's like you're staying back in school. Like, you don't even learn your lesson. You're going to stay right here.
But, Lou, thank you for coming through.
Yo, thank you for having me.
You can just plug all your social medias. Like, let us know your IG.
Yeah, Justin Lewis. .com. Check that out.
And that's spell that out for the listeners.
JUSTIN Justin Lewis LUIS.com.
Right.
JustinLewis.com. Yeah. And on Instagram is Justin Lewis NYC. And that's about it. That's all you need to know.
Good luck for coming out.
Man, no doubt. Thank you for having me. It's been great. Everybody take care. Thank you for listening. Hope you gain.
Oh, they gain it. This has been the Hold It Down podcast. It's the first episode. Let's get it. We out.
Love, peace.
She open her leg, I eat that thing for lunch. I get in the zone, I give it a bone, I tell her let's have fun. A couple of rounds, I fight her for the 3-2-1. They come to my house, they booty bounces like it's 3-1. Feeling my touch.